With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Environmental agencies have started a series of meetings. They're hoping to find an alternative solution to the open burning of millions of pounds of explosive material at Camp Minden. On Thursday, agency officials met with Minden residents for an open forum to talk about different ways to dispose of the M6 propellant. The degrading M6 is a concern for many in the community and government. For the next few weeks, government leaders will meet with the public to figure out a way to safely dispose of the M6 propellant currently stored in bunkers. Governor Bobby Jindal's administration looks to balance next year's budget. Louisiana's health care programs are threatened with even steeper cuts than the higher education slashing that has caused such worry. Cuts for services that take care of the poor, elderly, and disabled could reach up to $800 million in lost state and federal funding for the year that begins July 1st under scenarios currently being considered. But the State Department of Health and Hospitals won't provide any details about what the cuts could mean and which services might be on the chopping block. The National Highway Safety Administration reports that fewer drunk drivers are on the road, but drug use while driving is rising. Louisiana Highway Safety Commission Executive Director Colonel John LeBlanc says there have been an exceptional number of Louisiana drivers found to be under the influence of drugs.
I know that half of the traffic-related cases tested for toxicology came back with drugs. And in those cases, the average amount of different drugs in one case was 3.
LeBlanc says synthetic drugs have become a particular problem. He says his office is funding special equipment for the Louisiana State Police Crime Lab to be able to test for synthetic drugs. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly clear skies this evening with a low tonight in the mid-30s. Look for mostly sunny skies on Valentine's Day and a bit warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Mostly clear skies tomorrow night with a low near freezing. Mostly sunny Sunday, the high in the mid-40s. This is KEDM News.